Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I swear to God, if you say it one more time, I'm going to punch you in the face.
It's the first thing I'm going to say when we talk on this.
We're already talking on it.
Did you press record?
You told me to.
You guys, many a game.
Okay.
Hey,
Hey, guys.
I just want you to know that on last week's episode with my little niece, we spoke about many a game. And
here's, which for us here was just like 10 minutes ago.
Yes. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, we're both wearing my high school dresses.
Yeah.
No. They're a little tight in the lats because we're so swole.
Dude, I'm kind of thrilled that I can fit into one of your dresses from high school.
100%.
At all.
Also, it's the only dress I have that also allows lace up.
I love that you were going to just say that. Like, I was just so happy that I could fit in the dress. You're like, no, actually, it's adjustable.
Well, I'm just going to say it's the only dress I have that's adjustable. And mine, you guys, I have 2.5 inches of zipper that just doesn't really want to. It will not go to the hook and eye. Gina, try one more time.
No, I have to use two.
It won't go to the hook and eye. I go down. I can't be less swole, guys.
Yeah.
I go downstairs.
Back is too swole.
To get Colby a brownie and get me and Gina a drink. And my dad, I'm like, Dad, my dress won't fit. I'm 31. And this is from high school. And he's like, yeah, I can clearly see that. And I'm like, Dad, it's like 2 inches. He goes, it looks like 6 inches. Hey. But he did also mention it's because my lats are a lot bigger than when I was in high school.
That's true.
But on our podcast, we went on a small tangent about many a game.
Okay, can we just not?
We just have to address it.
Okay, first of all, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah.
Hey.
Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Okay, back to my grammar. Go.
Here's what threw me for a fucking loop. Okay. I have never, in the time that I've known Gina Marie Chancharulo, ever, for one, heard her say many a game. Now, that could be because we've never been talking about multiple types of games.
It's true.
That also could be because that is the single only extremely English proper thing she's ever said. Like, you would almost think, did you hear that on a movie?
No, you just kept saying, if you had just said it in English accent, I'm like, why would I do that? I wasn't doing it.
I'm just saying, if she would have said to me, well, I've seen many a game, I'd have been like, I mean, weird flex, but okay. Many a game. So okay. I do understand. After we called her sister,
yes,
she wanted to call her sister to ask her if it was weird that she said that. And her sister's response was, no, like, I understand what you're saying, but I myself would never say that. Yeah. So I understand that when you are describing many games.
Okay.
You could say
many a game.
Many a game. Like, yeah. I've played many a game.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Okay.
But in the, from what I understand, your vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
That made, it was like a full-on foreign language coming out of your mouth. Many a game. I could not, there was not a moment when you said that for the first time that I thought like, oh yeah, I understand. I immediately was so confused because I could not understand why she wouldn't have said, like I thought to myself, wait, are you trying to say you've been to many games? And she's like, no, many a game.
Yeah.
And I mean, was like, wait, what? And she was like, it's proper. And I was like, when the fuck did you get so proper?
Well, no, I wasn't saying it because I speak so proper. I was just saying, I mean, people say that.
Your mom says it because she's an English teacher?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I was just thinking. I don't know where it came from. I just said it. It just came natural.
But you've never said it.
Well, I did my 23andMe. Maybe like something came through.
I told her, I was like, if you would have said it in an English accent, yeah. I would have probably responded
differently.
More accepting.
Right. Yeah.
Know what I mean? If you were someone I did not know at all and you said many a game, I would have accepted it, but I still would have asked, I would have asked you like what you meant right. fully.
Yeah. Well.
And in this instance, I was like, what? Many a game?
Okay. So.
And the entire time we're trying to figure out, I just could not stop laughing. She's like, Brooke, oh, you just keep making fun of me.
Brooke, literally, we ended the last episode. She's been on her computer Googling
many a game.
Just trying to figure out, like, honestly, why would she say it?
Not even what's trying to figure it out. On? I just wanted one.
Where did it come
I wanted
from?
One thing to pop up that used that in a sentence and nothing popped up on Google. And I understand that Google is not the end all be all.
I'm not. Hey. I'm not saying I'm some genius of
you're
the
not.
English language.
I know that.
I know. But I mean, I'm just saying it came natural. That's what I said.
And now I'm
standing by it.
And
I'm standing behind it.
And now I'm going to say this.
All right. I'm standing behind it.
I hear you.
Okay.
And also, two things.
Yeah.
One, I'm going to use it
mm-hmm.
whenever the fuck I want.
Okay.
Oh, many a game.
No, I know.
I'm going to use many
You've probably already said it about 20 times.
But I'm going to use many many things. And number two.
Yeah.
I want to thank you
for
educating me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for your welcoming me.
It feels the
you're
opposite.
Welcome. Thank you.
It
you're
feels
welcome.
Like I've been educated.
No, I think if anything, you've only been educated on the fact that like you didn't even deserve to say many a game. It was
so stupid.
It was a phrase that is a real phrase, even though I can't find it on Google.
You don't even deserve to say it.
But you, all even right. your sister was like, I would never say that. And Michaela was like, I've never heard you say that. And that is why it threw me for a full loop. Like I just didn't understand what you were saying.
I know.
I was like, who are you?
Well, apparently I'm
are
Belle.
You from London?
I'm from London town. I'm
okay, moving on.
I'm Belle tonight.
I'm jealous of your dress you're wearing.
Dude, I'm so comfortable. I'm actually spread eagle right now and you can't even tell.
Yeah, and are you letting your belly hang out?
Does it look like it?
No, I'm asking. It doesn't look like it. I'm asking.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and like for me, I'm in here tight. And if I do... just the dresses are just very different.
Yeah.
You look very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
If you guys aren't watching this, in my closet, I have some dresses that were dresses that me... My sister has two of them, and I have a few... I don't know, three or four.
I think you already said that.
I did, but
yeah.
From high school, but also two wedding dresses. My
old wedding dress.
My old past wedding dress and my sister's. I put that on first. It fit. And that's cool. What we're going to use that for is I imagine me running through a field and Gina just hammering me with paintballs.
She wants me to paintballer.
Just hammer me, wedding dress. Hammer me with paintballs. It probably would make it more beautiful.
I mean,
it's so colorful
already, but yeah.
So colorful?
Yes.
What do you do with old wedding dresses that you don't want anymore?
I don't know. Donate like, them?
Yeah, but like, and then what? At some point, like Katie finds it at like a thrift store and then wears it to like a themed party? Or we do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean.
And the times change so fast, like styles wise, who's going to want to wear it?
I know. I wore this out here. I was feeling so pretty. And then Colby was like, girls in high school wore way different dresses than that. What'd you say, Cole?
Actually, Colby, what kind of dresses did girls wear when you went to high school?
You said like slutty ones. Much more revealing.
I mean, there were like a slim few girls that
I feel like my décolleté is showing.
Wow. Your neck, your chest?
Did I do it again?
Your décolleté. Your dick is wet? That's what Colby said. Did you say your dick is wet? My dick. You know what? I just feel like my décolleté is showing. It's like someone, you know what you sound like when you throw out some proper fucking terms like that? Like this. Reminds me of an old friend I had. You'll know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
When he would talk about his mom or his aunts.
Uh-huh.
They were Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
And he would always be talking super normal and hipster. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden throw out like a cleaning product or say a word like horchata or churro. And he'd be like, yeah. And then I went out and I got a burrito and I got a horchata.
I know exactly.
Churro. Like he'd only roll his R's for certain words,
for certain
ones. Never in any sentence would ever use the accent for certain letters or. That's you with.
That's me?
Yeah.
With certain words, many a game. No, okay. My mom took French in high school or something. Probably like 2 years.
And that's where it came from?
No.
Okay. Continue.
Oh,
sorry.
No, it actually seems like. Yeah, sorry. Different segue.
No.
Yeah, no. So my mom was funny because she has no accent. Always said, you know, every word. American. But then when we would go to the grocery store, she'd say, I'd love, you know, can I get 2 pounds of beef, blah, 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 blah. And then like go to the next counter and be like, can I get a Danish and a croissant? We'd be like, what the fuck?
A croissant?
You mean a croissant? She'd be like, a croissant. I'm like, oh, you are so French.
Oh, you're so French.
Oh, you want the blue cheese dressing. All right, anyway.
Just to clarify, that is in no way, shape, or form. Well, first of all, to clarify, number one, if you're offended, we're not sorry.
No.
Number two, that is not in no way, shape, or form making fun of an accent. That's making fun of someone who does not have an accent. Yes. And then throws it in seamlessly as if it's normal.
I mean, like
croissant.
Croissant. A croissant.
Many a game.
Many a game. No. It's going to be a theme of the night.
Oh.
All right. So.
The stress is hard to breathe in.
I know. Well, this is too, even though it's adjustable. Okay. Oh shoot.
It's okay.
Okay. Got a white claw down.
It's an old couch. Do you like my wool socks with my dress?
It's very attractive.
Okay, hey, by now you've already actually seen us on this couch. I am in Utah, and I'm pretty sure we've talked about it very minimally. California. I moved out of my house Cliff notes. Divorced. That took a long time. Finished it. Sold the house. That took a long time. Closed it. Moved out. Put all of my stuff in a storage unit. And was homeless. Stayed at Gina's. Put some stuff in my car. Some clothes. Things like that. My snowboard. One of my bikes. Drove to Utah. Living at my parents' house. And also, we were talking about it, me and Gina, if I was considering, do I try to get another house in California? Do I just buy a house in Southern Utah? Do I build a house in Utah? And then I decided if I wouldn't even want to have a house in Utah. Like if I'm in Southern Utah, if I'm here, I want to live at home.
Right. 100%. Your mom even said that.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I mean, who wouldn't? She cooks the most amazing food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now my parents are going to have two houses.
Right.
Like in more than that. So I have three siblings, two sisters, a brother. My brother's single dad of three. Jersey, his daughter, she was on the last podcast. We were joking about it actually the other night with my dad. And he even said, he was like, you only have a house to sleep at, my brother. Like if they're not sleeping, they're here. And I love it. I love being in the house with all my siblings and I mean, not necessarily all the kids, but definitely my siblings and my parents. And so I decided I'm still looking for a house in Santa Cruz area. Currently at this time, I do not have one. So I am in Utah.
Well, you're working on it.
Yes, it's a constant. I've seen so many homes. I've put offers almost on five houses.
Yeah. You guys, California is stupid. When I say stupid, the market.
And many things about it could be considered stupid.
I'm just saying how expensive it is.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
How expensive it is.
That
how
part.
How expensive
that,
it is.
That is one thing of maybe a few things that's kind of stupid. But we're working on it. Potentially, if I do find a home there, I will still, my plan is to still try and split my time there and here. I have naked training. So you guys you've listened to our past podcast. We had Sunny Hutton on. Mm-hmm. And her and Jake are here. So Naked Training HQ, or the people who are working on that company and the online program, are here in St. George, Utah. So that's really great. I can be here. I can work on that. And then why I really want to be here more is my family's here. So the goal is to find a place in Santa Cruz so I can have a home near all of my family.
Mm-hmm.
A home near Gina. And then I have a home here with my family. But currently, I am home base in Utah. But
yeah.
We'll see.
And that's, yeah. That's why
we're putting on. I just put an offer on. Well, I think it'll go through tomorrow morning.
Hopefully.
So by the time you hear this, it will have gone through last week. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like a waiting game to see if they're like, hey, you know, your money's fake money and this person's money's real money.
We are actually taking Monopoly money.
Yeah. Oh, you're 31 and can't pay all cash. Sucks for you.
Can everyone?
That's what has been the biggest issue. I mean, I've put offers on four houses. The fourth one actually hasn't even been a yes or a no or picking someone else. It was an offer on a house that hadn't received offers yet. And it was before the house was put on the market.
Right.
And
it was a good
great home.
Offer. No, I meant the offer.
Yeah, the offer was really great. Yeah. Hence they still haven't had any offers on the house.
Exactly.
And they kind of decided they wanted to, there's multiple people involved in selling of the home, and they decided they really wanted to see what they could get for it. Mm-hmm. And which for me, it's like, I understand that.
Sure.
It's like, it's a bummer because I gave a really great offer and I want it and I need it, but I understand the perspective of someone really in California who is trying to sell something and get as much, you know, get the best offer from it.
Right.
You know, and have the best outcome for them, for their family, whatever. And it just been, you know, it's been a very rough process. So that one, they actually, I had first right of refusal, and they've shown it quite, you know, a few times. And from what I understand, no offers have come in. My realtors have kept their eyes open for new properties that have opened up, and currently a really great one, beautiful home.
It has popped up, and hopefully
popped up, and it could be a really great place for, you know, a period of time in my life. And we're just waiting. We'll just wait to see. Very close to Gina.
That's like 5 minutes away.
And that's the thing, is like, for me trying to find a home, there are tons of freaks, so many places for sale. There really are. There's new ones popping up all the time.
But a lot of shitty ones.
Most of them are shitty.
Yeah.
Most of them are shitty. And I have some, you know, I can't, it's like I, standards for one, and like prerequisites or,
well, just,
I just, if I'm going to buy a place in Santa Cruz area,
it for needs, that expensive, it has to have what you want.
Yes. But even more than that, it's like, it has to be close to the people that I'm staying there for.
That's right. Damn it.
If I were to find something, I mean, there are homes, let's first say Aptos, right?
Mm-hmm. Lots yeah, but great- people don't know where that is.
Okay. Okay. From like where Gina lives, it would be, it could, well, it could be an hour drive. Like,
yeah. 45 minutes.
Or it could be like, it could be like half hour to like over an hour because of traffic. That would be so pointless for me because I would end up spending so much time alone, or I would end up spending no time there.
Right.
So it would be like a big waste of money. So it's really important that I find something that's very close to the people that I am, like, why I'm staying there are this few people and my family, basically, in California. And we're working on it.
Well, it's going to happen.
Yeah, we're working on it. And my mom, what did she tell you tonight?
Well, your mom was so cute because she said, you know, I know Brooke loves it here, but this wouldn't be where she wants to live.
She's been telling me that since I was in like high school.
Yeah.
She's been telling me since I was so young. She goes, you're not going to live here forever.
Yeah. And then she said, she goes, and you know, I need her to buy a place out there so I have somewhere to go.
It's true.
She has so much responsibility here. So it's nice. I think she just really likes getting away and hanging out. So
you have questions?
I do. Perfect. Okay. So it looks like we've actually read her questions before and, oh, sorry. Looks like we've read her questions before. It says, this is Alyssa Y. Hey ladies, you two are awesome. I was pretty surprised to hear you read my question on your podcast. Thank you for not only reading my email, but for also taking the time to answer my questions and talk about the subject of comparison. Love the podcast, especially the part where Brooke talked about seeing the beauty in others. So why not see the beauty in yourself? Thank you both for always being so open, honest, and talking about your own struggles and vulnerability. It's so refreshing. Okay, enough of the serious stuff. To stay with the topic of ranching, here are a couple of ranchy would you rathers.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I was looking through this email and I read them to my dad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I feel like you have a leg up on me then.
No.
Okay. Would you rather fall face first into a large manure pile of fresh horse poop or ride a bull and assless chaps? Well,
manure.
I'm going to say manure too, because I would, I mean, it wouldn't matter if I had assless chaps or not. I'm going to be off that bull in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Probably trampled.
I mean, slightly injured.
I mean, probably trampled.
What's the next one?
Okay. Have to drink an entire half gallon of straight moonshine or chew an entire can of Copenhagen?
Well, I've never chewed tobacco.
I know.
My brother chews tobacco. He'd be like, oh, I'll chew tobacco.
An entire can.
Yeah. You know what I think of? Sandlot. I think of the movie Sandlot when they're doing chew and they're at the fair.
I don't remember.
What?
No.
Colby, have you seen Sandlot? You know when they're at the fair and they have chew in their mouth and they're on the spinny one and they all start vomiting. That's what I picture. Just vomit.
I'm going to say moonshine only because I feel like I have a higher tolerance for alcohol
Me too. This point. Yeah. At this point, it would be moonshine.
Right.
At, you know, any point before today.
Yeah.
Either or, I'm going to end up sick.
It's true. Okay.
At least the moonshine might come on a little bit slower because you could pace yourself.
I mean, I think you're going to barf either way.
Yep.
Okay. Lick a pig's snout or the underside of a horse's hoof.
Well, horse's hoof full of horse poop and mud.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, probably a pig's snout too. They root.
I would probably want to say.
I think they're both really bad.
I'd go pig snout, I think.
Really?
Because I feel like pigs are gross, but I feel like majority of what might be on their snout is their own snot.
No, dude, they root in the ground where they've shit. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, but
they
feel like
they do like.
No, I definitely, but they also lick.
Oh, so you think they cleaned it off?
For like the most part.
Okay.
Like we saw the cows today.
No, I know.
They're like licking their nose. They like licks their,
yeah,
up on their nose. And my dad said like their tongues go inside their own nose. They're cleaning it out.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with yours.
Because I've cleaned out horse hooves.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know, and it's like you could have a horse hoof where you, if you only had to lick it, a lot of stuff in there could be dry. So you may not get a lot of anything in your mouth or taste, and yeah, then pig snout could be pretty salty.
I mean, I like salt. I'm going to go with the pig snout.
Pig snout. I like salt.
All right. Go 2 weeks without bathing or be able to bathe, but only in an algae-scummed water trough for 1 month. Oh, I'm going to go 2 weeks without bathing.
Same.
Disgusting. I'm so gross.
I'm way gross.
Yeah.
Maybe a little itchy.
Yeah. I honestly, this is like so embarrassing to admit, but like I can go like probably 2-3 days without bathing. I just hit myself in the face. No, I honestly, only because, I mean, it depends. It's situational, right?
Well, I could go 2-3 days if I were camping. And there wasn't a shower available.
I'm super resistant to showering.
You know what gets me
not
to shower?
Not because I'm unclean. Like, I want to be clean, but I just, you know, me and water.
Yeah.
I'm just not like one of those people. Like, I love a bath if I have like time to like sit in a bath, but I'm not somebody that's just going to like just love to like just hop in the shower and rinse off.
Really? I did it last night.
I know. I mean,
I almost feel like I did it so fast and you were playing that game. You didn't even notice it. I know. I think I know. What gets me to want to just jump in and rinse off, yeah, a couple things. One, like if I don't want to have to wash my sheets the next day or soon, like I just want to know. And that could be because the last like couple of years, I've really been trying to really take care of like my skin so much. I'm more proactive, right, about my making sure my sheets are clean, my pillowcases, things like that. Right.
Right. Right.
And so I think about like my sheets getting really dirty. That's right. Why I got in the shower last night. I was like, you know, I worked out and we were, you know, sweaty and gross. And right. I also don't want my best friend to like, be like, oh, I can smell you.
Well, okay. But I will say this. I'm thinking like 2 weeks without bathing. What does that mean exactly?
Honestly, I could do it. Bathing, I wouldn't want to.
I'm thinking like I use wet wipes on my hoo-ha and my butt.
Yeah.
Right? So that's clean.
But what if you couldn't do any sort of washing?
Oh, any washing at all?
I feel like we have to assume that this is saying any washing.
Oh, see, I was just thinking of my daily life.
Yeah, no. I was just thinking that I had like makeup wipes and Vagisil wipes.
Vagisil? I don't have an itchy vagina.
It's not just used for itchy
vagina.
I thought
that was.
No, they have just like cleansing wipes.
Oh. I thought the vagina is a self-cleaning oven.
Well, it is in the oven.
Oh, so it's just for the outside? I've never used Vagisil
wipes. You don't put inside your vagina.
I thought that was for itching.
It is for anti-itching. Oh. But it's just like a, if you were to use like a baby wipe.
But it has medication on it.
Well, I imagine if you weren't showering for 2 weeks, you might have some itching.
Well, no, I mean, yes, you're right.
You might want some Vagisil wipes.
You're right. That is a good point.
Let's come out with new Vagisil wipes named something else. What would we call it?
I don't know.
Something better than Vagisil.
Well, yeah, anything with vag. It's like obvious. It should be like something that's
pussy
like,
wipes.
Oh, that's obvious.
Honestly, it's obvious, but it sounds better than Vagisil. Vagisil
sounds medicated.
Yeah, but
do you want to send your like husband or boyfriend in to get some pussy wipes?
Well, let's ask Colby.
Colby,
if I was like Colby, I really need you to go get me
some pussy wipes.
Or if I was like Colby, I really need you to get me some Vagisil wipes. Which one would you feel more comfortable buying?
Don't you feel like less people would know what Vagisil was versus pussy wipes? I mean, like you can be more obvious.
You go into Walgreens
like a lot
and
of
you're
people
like,
don't know what Vagisil is.
But it says vag, and Vagisil sounds vagina medicated. Someone has a problem. Pussy wipes are like chicks just trying to keep her pussy clean. But which one?
He said, then it makes me feel like she has a nasty pussy.
But which one?
You're thinking Vagisil. I mean, they're both equally like. He doesn't want to pick one of us. He feels like he has to pick between us. Do you want to be Brooke's best friend or not?
Which, like, real honest answer? Which one would make you feel? I mean, obviously, you going in at
they
your
can't
age.
Hear him, by the way,
I know.
Okay,
Colby going in at his age, 24, to buy some vagina wipes for me. Well, that's what we're talking about. Like, hey, Colby, we're on a shoot. And I'm like, Colby, I need you to go and get this. He's like, what do you need, Brooke? And I was like, we're best friends. Also, Magina's my best friend.
Bullshit.
And I need you to get this for me. And he's like, what is it? And I was like, I need blank pussy wipes. Or you were obviously.
What would you
Colby,
like them to be called?
Colby, I need Vagisil wipes. And you were like, Vagisil? And I was like, yeah, I have an itchy vagina.
No, it sounds terrible. Vagisil sounds terrible. But I feel
what
like
we
pussy
called,
sounds
what if we, what
more
if we,
vulgar. Yeah, vulgar.
It needs help.
Right,
so Colby's saying that he probably would go Vagisil because maybe more people wouldn't really. Well, obviously, if you're going to the store and you're buying Vagisil, people that you're checking out, they know what it is. Pussy
but maybe
wipes.
People around
pussy
you
is more
know.
Vulgar, which I guess I can somewhat agree with. So the point is, what I'm trying to make is like any other term besides Vagisil. So
right.
Maybe not pussy wipes, but maybe it's called
clam wipes.
No, no. Maybe
flower.
Like
flower.
I was
flower
actually,
petals.
Dude, in my mind, I was saying flower wipes.
Flower wipes.
What if they were called flower wipes?
Yeah.
That's true.
Pussy wipes are, okay.
The point is here, I guess it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Okay. Depends on the person, which kind of wipe you'd feel more comfortable grabbing at the store for a friend.
Oh my God. Okay.
Unscripted. Okay, keep going.
Unscripted. Okay. Okay. Lastly. Oh yeah, there were questions. Although, for that last one, I would like to change my answer.
Which one?
I don't want to go 2 weeks without bathing.
You would rather bathe in an algae-filled
scum water trough.
You're going to need wipes after you bathe in that.
Well, it doesn't say I can't wear my underwear.
Oh, because that's going to keep water out of your vagina?
Well, it's not like my... It's a giant gaping hole that's just sucking up water.
The inside outside is going to get to touch the water.
Okay. All right. I'll go with my first answer.
I think it's safer if I feel like you'd have to really know your environment. That needs to be elaborated on. What's our environment?
Yeah. Okay.
Are we in a humid environment? Are we in a dry environment? When it comes to bathing, we're really just worried about the environment for the condition of our vagina.
Can yeast grow in this environment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we dry? Are we wet? Wait, what's the next question? Okay.
Lastly, not a would you rather. If you had to listen to one country song for the rest of your life, if you couldn't listen to any other music ever again, what country song would it be? I had one pop right into my head first thing, but then I had like two other ones pop
in. Folsom Prison.
Really?
Johnny Cash.
Really?
Great song.
Okay. What's funny is I was thinking Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
High five.
Okay.
That's great because we could listen to, I could play my one song and you could hear it and you could play your one song and I could hear it.
Okay.
Both Johnny Cash.
No, I friggin' love Johnny Cash. And the second one I was thinking, although I have listened to it on loop and it's kind of short, is Jolene, Dolly Parton.
I know you love that.
I freaking love that song.
I would.
But I think I would take Ring of Fire over anything.
Folsom Prison. It's so good. And then also Eric Church, Desperate Man.
All right. I have one more.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. This is from Caitlin Robichaud. I think Robichaud. I absolutely love listening to the podcast. I find myself laughing along like I'm sitting on the couch with y'all. I have a few questions, topics to get help, give you some content.
Thank you.
Top three cities that you have experienced for food.
Ooh, we need Daniel.
I know. Food, wine, gyms, festivals.
Ooh.
That's going to be hard for me because I haven't traveled as much as her. But I can only give you.
Okay. Well, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Man, for like probably all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, hold still. Do you keep pulling my headphones out?
Oh, which is funny. She's from Louisiana.
Dude, Louisiana is legit for all of those things.
Yeah. What's funny is so.
Lay down.
A trip that we had, it was 2016, I think.
Yeah.
We went to New Orleans.
Yes.
We went on a crazy food crawl. We went to, I wish I could remember all the names of them. We went to the Voodoo. It was the Voodoo Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo Festival. Right?
Yep. It was like a Halloween thing.
Yep. It's honestly, like probably one of the best trips we had. We went with our friends Daniel and Sam, and we still have our group chat, and we always talk about how amazing that trip was.
Yes. I will say the music festival, we didn't go to the whole thing. We went for one set. We went and saw the Weeknd.
Yeah. No, we went to Chainsmokers.
Oh, yeah, both. And yeah, they were meh.
Yeah.
That was the worst I've ever seen them play. We only seen them play one other time. Mm-hmm. So, music festivals, I have not been to as many as I would like to go to. And then obviously, like, quarantine and everything has made that so difficult.
Right.
I think that I would love to say we haven't been to Nashville, and I would absolutely love to go there for the music. And then, like, Austin City Limits.
Open up.
We haven't been to Austin City Limits.
Right.
We've heard amazing things about that. We have been to Austin now. Great food. We experienced that. But as far as like gyms and music, we didn't get to really experience that. However, the gyms we did go to, we had a great time at.
Yeah.
So that's Austin, Texas, Nashville,
Portland.
Portland was so fun.
New York.
Oh yeah.
I wish I had a good memory and can remember like all the places that we ate and stuff.
I've traveled a lot. Not as much as like a lot of other people.
Oh, Barcelona?
Dude, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Barcelona, Spain.
What about
food,
the
music.
Sunday in the park?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Barcelona, Spain, food, music, festivals. We were out there and it was during the summer. They were doing a thing where it was like once a week. It was brunch in the park.
Brunch in the park. That's what it was.
And it was a music festival.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And they
had a ton of food trucks.
There was food trucks, drinks, and great music. And it was happening once a week all summer long. It was epic.
Yeah, that was super fun. Great gyms.
Yeah. Other festival, music festivals, right?
Yeah. I haven't been to a bunch. You went to Coachella.
Yeah, but I was there for just like one. Wasn't a neck brace. I went to Coachella.
I love that I'm an asshole and just.
I went to Coachella.
You're in a neck brace.
I went to Coachella not to go and be at the festival for like the entirety of the festival or even like an entire day. It was just to watch one set for Dylan Francis.
Right.
So I didn't experience it in its entirety or even like all the things it had to offer. I really only experienced one area for, you know, a couple hours and that was it. But it was fun. A lot of people are big fans of that.
We've been to, what's the one in the city?
In San Francisco?
We've gone for your birthday.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
Frick. Man. Can't remember.
I know.
And that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Snow Globe. Mm-hmm. It's a New Year's Eve festival in Lake Tahoe.
Yep.
Which is pretty fun. It's 3 days. What I do enjoy about that is the hours.
Yeah.
They start at early. I prefer music festivals that don't go super late. They start a little bit earlier, so like 6 p.m. and they'll go to like midnight. Midnight is kind of like the cutoff. I like that for many reasons. One, if it's a multiple day and you want to go 2-3 days, you have the energy for that.
Right.
You end at a decent time. Because if you're going, you're probably drinking with friends, you know, all that, you know, staying up fairly late, and then you still can get up. We went to the gym when we went every day in the morning, and we'd go back, and we'd still leave at a reasonable hour. you can do that the whole weekend, or you could do it a couple days, and I enjoy that. I like knowing that I set aside a good amount of time to go to bed. And for like New Year's Eve, because that's when we've gone to Snow Globe, you can leave the festival at midnight, like, you know, right at midnight. You do your New Year's Eve
like right after
midnight, and you still can go home and enjoy the evening with friends.
Right.
Like, it's still, you could hang out at the house or Airbnb or the hotel or whatever for another hour or two and then go to bed and still get a pretty good amount of sleep.
Right.
Colby, you been to any festivals? No.
What?
Oh, man. As soon as music comes back around.
As soon as music is back,
as soon as
we're taking you
live music, we're going
just
to Nashville for sure.
Oh yeah,
Mike, Finn's been wanting us to come to Nashville for a while. That's where he lives. You guys have, if you've listened to the podcast for a while now, you probably have heard about Mike Finn, really close friend of mine. He was a tour manager for Dylan Francis. He was in the podcast, and he's actually a tour manager for.
The worst memory.
A country artist. I'd have to look it up in my text messages.
Right.
But yeah, and I love that. I love country music. And I really want to go to a country music festival.
Yeah, I have never been. I grew up with country with my dad, but like old country. Like some new. Like, well, new is like 90s.
I prefer
for me.
I
like the old stuff.
I prefer the old, and I prefer like 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are some.
No, there's some
really,
great ones out
there.
There
are some good. There is so much good music that's coming out in like current. But collectively, I could say early 90s, 80s, and then like outlaw country is, you could hear almost any artist you've never really heard before and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the more new stuff, or you'd say, you know, early 2000s, where some stuff was getting very poppy.
Right.
Not as.
To me, it's just nostalgic.
Yes.
To do, you know, Johnny Cash, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton. Like I said, I'm obsessed with Dolly Parton. I've watched her documentary like 5 times. We want to go to Dollywood.
We do. My mom had a trip planned for Dollywood, and then my mom actually going into this year, my mom had multiple trips planned.
I know.
Girl trips.
Next year.
Family trips and things like that. And then all of them were canceled.
Boo. All right. Well,
you guys,
we've rambled on. Colby's falling asleep in the corner. I can see him. You know, I got to put this dress.
We got to burn this dress. Thank you for listening, for watching.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for putting up with us for the last couple of episodes.
And to be honest, it's been a confusing time, I guess, with, you know, my living situation and me and Gina continuing the podcast. Luckily, she flew out to Utah for a weekend and we were able to get some podcasts done. We are working on keeping this thing going, really, because there are a lot of you that really enjoy it and we appreciate you for that. I mean, yeah. When we started this, we really did not.
We thought it was going to be 10 and done.
We did not think that people would actually enjoy it. So we're very happy that there's so many of you that really enjoy it and that you laugh with us. And even if you laugh at us, like we're happy about that. And that's okay.
You can totally make fun of us.
We make fun of ourselves first.
We're totally fine.
So when you make fun of us, it doesn't really hurt our feelings.
Yeah, but it kind of does.
But we are really working on keeping this going. And we're in a little bit of, you know.
We're in a rut.
We're in a transition. But until we can, you know, until I have a place in the Santa Cruz area. So yeah. We can do this in person and not have to try and figure it out.
Long distance. Skype. All right, guys. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Remember to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And
we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.